Environmental activists say the New York State Department of Environmental Protection's imposition of a $1.2 million fine on Entergy marks a new and welcome level of enforcement of public safety requirements at the Indian Point nuclear plant. The DEC fine stems from a November 2010 transformer explosion, fire, and oil spill into the Hudson River at Indian Point 2. Manajo Green is the environmental director for Hudson River Sloop Clearwater.
Petroleum-based fluid leaked out into the Hudson River. And New York State is not going to put up with the ongoing problems that Indian Point has had.
Green believes the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has been soft when it comes to Indian Point.
And that's especially true in the relicensing process, where things like evacuation, public health and safety, radioactive leaks into the Hudson River, these are things that are either not considered or minimized in the relicensing process.
New York lawmakers, led by Bronx Assemblywoman Naomi Rivera, have joined environmentalists in calling for a more comprehensive evacuation plan at Indian Point, expanding the evacuation zone from 10 to 50 miles, and making that plan a condition for the facilities relicensing. Philip Masigas is Hudson River Program Director at Riverkeeper.
Indian Point is located about 34 miles from Times Square, and New York City is the economic capital of the United States. Keep in mind, within 50 miles of Indian Point is 6% of the entire United States population. Over about 20 million people live within 50 miles.
Entergy spokesman Jerry Nappe says the DEC fine imposed last week has led Indian Point to take positive action.
We're also working with the DEC to identify appropriate programs in the local community where about $600,000 of that penalty can be applied to benefit the environment.
Assemblywoman Rivera is calling for a state public hearing to examine evacuation and emergency preparedness in case of a radiation leak at the nuclear facility. She pointed out at a Tuesday press conference that within 5 days of the Fukushima disaster in Japan, dangerous levels of radiation had traveled 160 miles to Tokyo, prompting the U.S. military to issue potassium iodide pills to armed forces and their families, and ordering American military ships out of Tokyo ports to avoid contamination. Jerry Nappe defends Indian Point's evacuation plan and design.
It's a plan that's tested and drilled multiple times a year, and then it's evaluated by the federal government, and it includes hundreds of people during these drills across different levels of government and here at the plant. You know, in terms of the plant design, it's built to withstand twice the worst level of flooding that's ever occurred at this location. That's something that was not built into the design at the Fukushima plant. We're also built to withstand an earthquake 100 times greater than has ever been experienced in this location.
Assemblywoman Rivera has legislation pending in committee that mandates New York stockpile potassium iodide pills and develop an emergency plan for their distribution in case of a nuclear accident. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.